this is not a minivan. It's a flag. It says, we still believe in the American dream. It says, we're the people who believe America is going to get better. We'll stop letting celebrities be our teachers, and we'll start treating teachers like celebrities. We'll relearn how to take a joke, and we won't be so damn politically correct that we're afraid to sing an anthem or say a prayer. When our kids lose at a sport, we'll tell them they lost, and we'll tell them losing sucks and to try harder next time. Now, you don't have to drive a minivan full of dirty diapers and dried ice cream and dog hair to be a hero. But these people created little humans. And not by accident. Think about that. If you truly thought this country was going down the toilet, would you really make children? Would you buy a vehicle with more room for more? The American dream isn't about making a better life for yourself. It never was. It's about making a better life for them. If you don't believe that's possible, fine. Get out of the fast lane and stop slowing down a mom and a dad and two backseats full of America. What you've got there is wide-eyed curiosity, boundless energy, fearlessness, innocence, guts, devotion, and most of all, belief. When did our country become okay with no hope? The American dream is not dead. The flame may be flickering, but I say the fire's not out. As long as John Q. Public is still buying minivans, as long as there's still one minivan somewhere in America, even one, burning like a candle on a window on the cul-de-sac, I'll know some dad is getting up at 5 a.m. for his kids' marching band practice. Some mom is sewing patches on soccer jackets. A toddler's kicking her brother. And a baby's eating a day-old French fry from under the child seat. And we can all rest easy at night, knowing somebody out there is carrying the flag for the rest of us. Somebody out there still thinks we can do it. Somebody still believes in town and country.